I'm ready.
We'll call the special 2017 budget meeting to order. I guess we'll turn it over and we'll get a...
Alright, so what... Yep. Mayor and City Council, what I kind of wanted to go over tonight was the wish list and then have the budget up here on the projector screen. So the main thing is I wanted to go over some of the big items we'll be facing in 2017. Some of these we might, one of these we might need to address this year, yes. And I'll just start off with the community center roof here. We're definitely going to have it looked at. We had Boss come out and fix a few things. Well, now that we've gotten another 2 inches of rain, no, that didn't resolve the problem. So we got bigger issues than I think we initially thought. So we're going to have someone come out and look at it and maybe take some of the roof off and take a look here. Because now, if you, after the meeting, if you want to take a look at the women's bathroom, you can see what's going on in there. It's bad. Also, then we noticed today, now there's a water spot in the fire department office. So, and that's just, that's new. So I don't know if it's maybe running along the same beam. It's just one central area and it's running along the beam. I mean, that we're not going to know until we get somebody out here and start looking. So that may be something we need to incur this year, depending, you know, the severity of it. So I kind of just highlighted the main things that I think are more so that are needs for 2017. The other thing I've talked to Justin under the fire department there is the air packs. And kind of what they want to do to kind of fray costs here a little bit is the actual air packs they want to replace in 15 years. So they'd be 30 years, which would be beyond their life. But what they want to do is replace the air pack bottles, which they all need to be replaced by the end of 2019. So there's 14 air packs, 2 bottles to an air pack. So that's 28 bottles. We've looked at the budget this year and with grants and a few other things and monies from the budget, they're going to be looking to buy 8 bottles this year. So they still need 20 bottles over the next basically 3 years. And then we talked about the radios. Some new radios. It's about $4,500 a radio, 27 radios in total. What Justin's talked about is we could replace 2 or 3 radios a year instead of having to replace them all at once. So they'd be kind of a swap in and out. They're as good as long as they last, but once they last, they will not be fixed anymore. Then they'll have to be replaced with the new radio. So he's open, we can, you know, get some more life out of the current radios. So them are kind of probably, you know, our biggest expenses. They're going to be in the fire department minus, you know, street improvements. I'm working with Justin Black, our engineer right now, at looking at probably seal coating for next year. Our next big project probably will be Jacob and Sheely area. Probably is the next big project, which is there again is probably a, you know, possible partial recon. So that'll be a bigger project. But for next year, what we're looking at is getting some costs together for seal coating for 2017. And, you know, crack sealing and seal coating. So I'm working on Justin with that right now. Other things kind of same. The other major things we got, now the round roof of the community hall. We had it looked at kind of when we did the flat roof above the shop. And now the round roof, that's going to need to be recoated. Kohl's came out and looked at it on Friday. So they're going to give us some cost estimates here. So I hope to get them this week at what we're going to kind of be looking there. And their suggestion is to put an inch and a half of foam over it and then put that protective coating over it. That way it'll give it insulation, it'll keep it from popping up and the rivets coming out, they feel. So that will be another, you know, major expense. And then the hall floors up there, we're looking at around $7,000 to $8,000 to sand down and reseal the floors up at the hall. One thing I forgot to add was the under streets. So update street signs. I guess I didn't update the price, but we talked there about, you know, the speed signs. So that would be something to consider. So these are kind of the, you know, the main things. Anything that's in the far right column there where there's a number, that's actually plugged into the budget. So what I kind of wanted to do was go over that. And if council agrees, or this, what we've always talked about, as you can see, I'm going to turn the light.
So our LGA went up about $300,
I think it was. $250 about. That money there highlighted. Do we want to take that out? Just kind of earmark that all for streets? I mean, we can do that for now. And we can always add it back in once we know what we're looking at for seal coating costs for 2017. But just for now, let's say we take that out. With everything factored in, the budget, and then kind of what I wanted to do tonight is, what are these items from the wish list? I wanted to see what we wanted to add in. I can plug this in, then we can look at where we're at for monies. And then I'll get that all plugged in and send it to the council so you can review it for like next meeting, then we can kind of start looking at. I don't have the full blown because I'm still waiting on some few estimates here. But if we take out that amount for LGA there, and with all the other things, there's about $54,300 to play with. That's with a 0% increase. So I kind of wanted to do that to show you, once we factored in, you know, and some of these things aren't set in stone yet because I'm still waiting in on, because I'll just take the general fund here and show. You know, like wages still need to be set. Health insurance is roughly about 3.4% is what I've gotten on that, which, you know, that has to be finalized with wages. Electricity, you know, typically we do 5, but I'm waiting to see what Excel does because they just proposed another rate increase, if you've seen in their last packet. And I'm still waiting on the insurance, property and casualty, and the work comp rates, which will come typically probably within the next week or so. I usually get them mid-September. So we're showing that, like I said, so we got $54,300. That's with the same tax levy. And if you look here on the right column, the numbers, if you see any numbers on the wish list, them are in the budget. So all these numbers, if there's numbers here in this column, that's included in the budget. Like I said, the community center roof repairs, gonna have to somebody come out and give us a true estimate. I mean, that could be, let's hope smaller, but most likely probably maybe a bigger number. So the real thing to iron out is for fire department, laying out their future capital needs. And then the streets, like I said, I've taken out the LGA, so that was $75,000, which I'm not anticipating all that will be used for seal coating and crack sealing. But typically, that's what we've earmarked LGA for. So if we want to continue doing that, My suggestion is figure out what we need to seal coat next year. The remainder of that money may want to get put away for future road needs. And just one minor thing on parks there. That's if the council was going to look at, you know, a possible increase with Mel, you know, if he was to stay on next year. So that $3,400, I just bumped it up for like a possible 50 cent raise, just to kind of, you know, we always want to take the worst case scenario here, because at the final budget, you know, once we, this budget, whatever we set the tax levy at can always be lowered, but it can't go higher. Well, right now I try to keep him at that amount, that $3,200, and usually I think he's averaging 15 to 17 a week, so that's 16 a week, 16 hours a week for.
Well, we'd have to raise it to what?
Well, if we went 32, is what our budget is now. If you gave a 50 cent raise, it'd be like 33.68 or something. Oh, yeah. So I just, no. And then I guess the other thing just looking for tonight is to plug these things in. You know, and of course, obviously we're still waiting on a few estimates here for the roof and the two roofs and the streets. But anything else the council wants to consider that we've talked about, in the past year or 2 years or previous years, like water and sewer, we usually don't get too in-depth with water and sewer until, you know, the final budget when we set rates. But the main thing there would be the water meter reader and software, which we purchased this year to continue on that.
I got a question from the community center. There's a wall at that corner. Is that going to get... That's got to be an issue this year. Yeah.
Yes, what we have for the shop, all that?
Right.
Yeah, that'll go under this year's budget.
So
and we had 30...
If we had anything scheduled for that or issues there...
Well, we had $30,000 to do the improvements for the city shop we had budgeted for capital improvements there. And so far it's cost us, I think, $8,000. So there's still 2022, so that, so I think we'll be within budget this year in completing that project.
Are you getting some estimates on that?
Yep. Yeah, we're getting, Kip's gonna rebid it, and then Schneider's Excavating is also gonna come out and bid it.
How many, wooden tables do we still have on this wall?
I think this year we should get them all replaced, because we have that in the budget. So I kind of took it out for next year. I think there's 44, if I remember, plastic ones, and about 20 wooden ones. So the concept was to buy 22 more plastic ones. And then we replace all the wooden ones.
Are they being taken out of commission for wooden ones? Or we still have them?
Well, we still keep the ones that are good.
Okay.
You know, to try to keep the, because I think, you know, it'd be nice to have about 65 tables.
Okay.
65 right in there, maybe a little more. So we can keep room for the 400 in seating, because that's what we advertise for. And that's what we say. So that's what we've tried to keep, that 400.
Are we going to need some more carts for the additional tables or not? Or just being a lighter that we don't need them?
I don't know. Not to see.
Well, seeing that we're replacing tables, should we look at chairs as well? Some of those say 1985 on them.
Oh, yeah.
And I do know that they give you sciatic after sitting on them for about 10 minutes. So.
Yeah, some of them are pretty rough.
To look at.
Yep.
Do we have say back to like to fall angles?
Yep.
You know, we seem to have enough tables, but we also seem to have a chair to go behind the tables.
Yeah. There's only about 400, I think, chairs. You know, with Bingo, you probably have 500 or something.
kind of double the population.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Just about, you're right.
The adult population, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
We'll place chairs and workers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where have you got for that?
But maybe.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'll take a count and we'll say 450 chairs and 65 tables is what we want to have. And then I can figure that out for a budget number if needed, if this year won't cover it.
So you don't have anything for that this year?
No, because you shouldn't have tables. So.
Yeah, after this year we should be... But I'll take an inventory count to see if we need more table or chairs. So then maybe we want to buy more chairs, start replacing chairs, and maybe keep that line item in there then for chairs.
What's this exhaust fan? Is that up at the hall?
Yeah, and I think that's...
Is that even work up there? Have you dropped more in the ceiling?
Yeah, that would cover it up.
Yeah.
Did you remove that?
No.
No, it's still there. Covered it up. I think that was just for cost to remove it.
Oh.
And I think, you know, if we were to do the roof, I'd tie that in together.
That would make a good idea. That's some of the water issues right there.
So my suggestion would be to take it out, you know, if we're going to redo the roof, if we don't use it. I mean,
is there another exhaust fan on the
I know the basement there is. I don't know. Maybe in the kitchen. But
there's that sucks up the stuff downstairs about the grates down there, and then of course the kitchen above the door.
Okay.
So we don't need that one soon.
Well, we got it covered.
We got it covered. I mean, it hasn't been used for years.
I know it does work yet. When Brian and I covered it up, that time, it didn't work. Our tunnel was in the top there.
And then, like, for the ceiling, like, when we were in there watching, or we were watching the pictures come and shuffle over, we were talking about the ceiling. Now, those tiles, I'm guessing we probably don't want to try to remove those tiles because, well, they're probably going to do some thing for me.
Yeah,
who knows what kind of environmental hazard we would create by removing those tiles. And then, is there something that we could, is there some type of like thin plywood, or would we be able to do something to make the ceiling look better?
Is there any replacement tile for that? At least
no, that's great.
But I'm just saying, because there's some water spots up there too, obviously, because of all the stuff that's been happening. But if we get the roof done, in that, maybe there's something you can put, you know, like 1/8 inch plywood or whatever, mm-hmm. to go all the way up and around and down around the other side. You know, just to make the ceiling look newer. Maybe something, like a spray some white or whatever.
We could just put it up there, put the 1x8 and take 1x1 strips, kind of frame it out. You know, and have it all square and framed out would look nice too. Then you wouldn't have to paint, but you'd still probably want to put something on it, preserve it. But I mean, there are options to look at. The other thing we talked about is some of that paneling that's in the hall. I mean, if you go up there, if you get a chance or want to go up there, come up, grab keys and go take a look. It looks a lot nicer. Looks really nice up there now. With it repainted, and I think they're just finishing up today, starting the stencil, putting the Hamburg logo on, is what he was doing today, but I think he's got to put one more coat on that yet. But it looks really nice, but while we were up there looking at that...
Is it right below the big lion head?
But the other thing we were looking at is how nice that side looks now, and then 70s paneling. So... Kind of the thought process we had is that guy's going to give us an estimate too at what it would cost to clean up that paneling and paint it. So we could brighten up that side of the room too instead of replacing it all. I think it might be a good idea to, you know, paint the paneling there.
Yeah,
So yeah, that's something we can, I'll put hall ceiling for it.
I remember like a while back we talked about, you know, everybody was asking, why don't we put DC in the hall? Well, you know, it's not very cost efficient right now. But if we got the ceiling taken care of, we got a mold issue taken care of, and we're the roof taken care of, and then we did something different with the ceiling, got that ceiling fan out of there, maybe become something of a wish list down the road.
Well, ceiling like the ceiling. Bring it down. We're not to cool all our torpedo. Underneath them barges, you know what?
No. We want to bring it down too far because, you know,
well, you take all the decorations and then underneath that.
To
well,
me.
Then we use that stencil that we just put up there.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see the stencil.
Right. You'd be covered. Plus, I think a lot of the appeal with the hall is that nice big open area like that. Just.
Just a thought. Food for thought.
I never thought of that, but sequels again. Maybe that'd be a thing for them to look at with the part shelter down there too, the line building.
Yeah, he wasn't able to fix that park shelter or something.
Well, they re-screwed and that, but there's got to be other problems.
The holes were too big or something?
Or just really...
So do we need to
when he was trying to remove them, I believe, that was the problem. You know, put new screws in.
Do we need to put that back on here then? Remember, come to the parks phone? Re-roofing the shelter there?
Yeah.
I thought we had a bid from them once.
That was just to do the re-roof screws and that simple thing.
It might be a coal thing.
Yeah, because I was just thinking that the same kind of roof would probably be the same concept to see.
Why can't we do that here?
And that might be a possibility here too. Yeah.
There's something on
there. I'd rather see that than start carrying panels on. Maybe we can get a good bid on everything.
Yeah. Okay, I'll have them look at both.
Do we want to add in that speed limit sign?
Yeah, if we want to look at that, I believe over there.
2 to 3 grand.
Solar one looks like it's about $3,000 there.
Oh, that brochure,
I still got that, yeah. And I think that was $3,000 for that one. But here's one with a solar panel. I think they're crazy expensive, but you know.
I mean, you can't tell from
that. I just wonder how much they make, what they cost to make versus what you pay for them. But I think it would be good.
A lot of the cost is in that solar panel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can't be much for them.
Yeah, not for an LED. Yeah, exactly. Sensor and a... But yeah, something like that's three, and then I've seen them for like two, like that.
Yeah, it's like supposed to be solar one. Then if we move it around, we're not going to mention it. Making sure we move it from and to. That would have electrical outlet around and whatever.
Council's thought process on, I mean, obviously the roof will get estimates, roads, hall repairs, working on them type items. These are just the kind of the main big items that we need to address. And then like we want to start putting money away for air packs and radios.
What's the chief thing about the radios the last 8 to 9 years when you sell them? Or what's he thinking the shelf that is on this right now?
I don't know.
He was checking on grants and was landing up there.
Yeah, I mean, they're still going to apply for grants. Yeah. Most definitely, yes. And kind of the whole process, hope is that maybe the county would do, you know, something on that again, like last time.
Yeah.
With FEMA.
Like they buy a million of them and just sell them to us and cut rate or something. That's what they're going to take, a million of them almost. We're in the fire department, we got
nothing.
I need some amazing work. I can tell you if I have to do it something.
Yeah.
Anything public safety.
Our public, yeah. I
remember when I worked at Eaton, I remember a couple of my clients were fire department manufacturers. Their trucks, compared to another truck that would just be a normal DOT truck, that was a nightmare deal. It's as far as personal. I guess with the radios, we have to make sure that they need to have us put a plan in place and then also have to expect that plan and not have friends there for it.
Yeah.
If we think they're going to last, the worst case scenario, we'd get 3 a year and they'd all be replaced in the next 9 years.
I would think 3 a year, I mean, I wouldn't see the failure rate at all.
Right. Right. And he's not expecting that. He's hoping like every 2-3 every replace 2 to 3 a year, but I guess I didn't ask how many years he expects them to get out of them yet.
We never know.
That's just it.
It depends on how much hard use they get too.
Yeah.
You know, they have all
whether they're banged around or crushed or, you know.
Why don't they put in for 3, 4, 5? At least get a start on this.
Okay.
I mean, we got 54,000.
Yep.
Excess,
correct.
So.
Yep. That's why I kind of wanted to do this little bit with the wish list to plug the things in and then we can see where we are. It helps aid in setting the tax levy on. So I added that.
Jeremy, do you know what the cost would be, since we've been talking at the last meeting about future expansion to the west? Do you know what the additional cost would be just to have anything surveyed and all that stuff? So if we decide to move forward with anything, we actually have something in our hands and we can move forward with it.
Hold on a second. I got the water and sewer numbers.
Okay.
So are we talking?
Well, I mean, if our industrial park, future industrial park, at some point in time, if ever the city continues to grow, we can do it. Is going to be over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, instead of waiting the year before we can do it, let's start planning something now. You know, and so that way the funds are sitting there, much like what should have been done a while back. Water tower, which should have been sitting there waiting to be used for replacement water tower. We should have something set up if that's where our future expansion of our city is going to be from an industrial site. And obviously, if we're going to expand residentially, some of that cost can be tagged on the local developers and be able to that nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's always hard to get that pile of money started for something like
right.
Because it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, for water, if we just, that's if we come off
just off the main and do a 1-inch service line. You know, looking at the cheapest route, I'll maybe have Justin run numbers for, to do a 6-inch main. But that was, you know, $2,200, but then sewer was about $22,500 to extend sewer.
Oh,
we have to come from, what did we say, 300 feet?
No, is that the numbers that the Timberline wants to?
Yeah.
Because he was asking if we got, if we had something ready for the expansion.
Yep, yeah, and Justin will be here to discuss this, so I'll get a hold of Brian. You know, so we're looking at, you know, to do that, we're looking at, once you figure all the engineering fees and everything in, we're looking at about $30,000. That's just for water and sewer. That's not, and that's engineering fees to get that done, but doesn't include, like you said, if we were to survey and plot that and those type costs. But I can see if...
That would be a sewer line that someone else could tap on.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be the start of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the industrial park is the other thing.
Yeah.
Because it's eight inch pipe he's looking to do, extend to there. But the water may be a little more, because we may want to look, because I just seen he just put 1-inch curb stop and saddle, but we'd probably want to extend the main into there. But you know, that might get a lot more expensive too, to extend that water main, and if you want to keep it in the street, that's where your costs get expensive, so. We can maybe see if we can't come in off the street and then,
yeah,
you know, so we're not in the street.
Mm-hmm. That's an essential timeline to be moving forward doing that project. Another, I mean, I think we're going to miss the boat if we don't start putting something in place to maybe attract other
future
industrial areas around it.
It takes a lot to start it.
We just gotta put the ball, push the ball that way.
Yeah, and I'm not too worried about the sewer fund's, you know, healthy. You know, it's just the water fund with the upcoming tower that's a little bit tight.
In regards to the tower, the one that Norwood has, it's just, it's too big for our facility, or too big for town overall?
One, it's too big for the town, because what they, there, you'd have to do a bunch of extra work to it to keep, for the amount of water and expansion of
an aerator.
Aerator you'd have to put in there and other stuff to keep it circulating so it wouldn't freeze up. And also, you know, you don't keep it. Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's numerous other things would have to be done. I can't remember. I thought it was $600,000 I thought it would cost. That's if they gave it to us for a dollar. If you took in engineering fees.
$1?
Takedown, getting it over here, transportation, getting it put back up. I mean, it was like $600,000. We looked at that a number of years ago. And Doug Parrott came to, and told us about that, and we were like, $600,000, we can build a new one for $900.
Yeah.
But see, I checked, there's a company in Mankato that'll move it.
Yeah.
Helicopter.
Yeah.
Come right down the cracks.
How many more, in order to make that use without having all the extra aerating and things like that, how many additional houses would we need, or additional water usage?
Well, you're probably looking at having to double the town, because I think that capacity is for, I'm trying to remember, is it 300,000 gallons?
Where does ours run?
50.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be looking at wanting to double ours to 100.
That'd be a pretty good problem.
So, and I think that one's 300,000. So I mean, you're looking at
six times.
Yeah, quite the difference.
You'd have to sell a lot of water.
I guess my other great question would be is, has it been maintained, or has the city just let it sit over the period it's not being used?
Is it ceramic and loose and fall inside of that?
I mean, I just...
No, what is it? 20 times?
I think it's in the 80s, wasn't it? 90s, yeah. So it's
not that old.
We got 100 out of this one, so...
Still going.
Yeah.
Sixfold.
No. You know, and that's all something we'll be looking at as we next year, as we do the 2040 comp plan update. So all those type things will be tied into. We'll be tying in the tower expansion needs for sewer too. So we'll be looking at all a full scale. It'll be a great time too. Then, you know, to tie in whatever we can get going out here too for industrial.
All right, so I'm gonna plug in 13.5 for new radios.
Did you say that lot across from the hall, Justin estimated 15 or 20,000?
10 to 15. Yes. Yeah. So that, and I can add that in here to the parking lot. And he says that's going to depend on what type of base is there. So it'd be around the 10-12,000 mark. You know, if it has a decent base, they just can shape it up a little bit and pave it. But now if you need to add more base, and he says you're getting 15 to 18 probably, so he's saying 10 to 15, all depending on, and he says a simple thing to do is, if we were serious about doing it, is just have Greg come with the Bobcat and just go take a couple scoops, you know, and do our own samples to see what there is, what's there for soil. That way, it'd just be, you know, Greg's time.
So then it would be beneficial to the hall to have that more properly identified where the parking spots are, instead of like right now where people just kind of drive in and leave their vehicle kind of wherever they want on that spot.
You know, and that's something too, to get a better price, we could tie in with the next street project. So then that, you know, like we did with the parking lot down in the park, I think that would be a good time to do it, because I think you'd get a better price. You know, because for them just to come out and do one little job, probably going to pay more for that. So I think that would be an item to tie in with, you know, any the next street improvement project or...
Yep, so I'll add that on there.
So I know when kind of when our older clientele comes, whether it's to a Lions event, a fish fry, or anything like that, there's it's not so convenient by people, but it's just... would be nice for us to have like a little bit more of an area we can designate for, you know, maybe a couple of handicap parking spots, or just something a little bit more so citizens from don't have to really go up quite as far.
Alright, so that still leaves us with 40,800.
If you get some of their bottles in there too.
Yeah.
Has Chief given you any estimates on what it'll cost to make that upstairs habitable? Or
no.
I know
no.
The timeline I told you.
But no, I don't have nothing on that. I don't know what I'll talk to Justin about that.
And then One of the things I was thinking about too, and I don't know how the council feels about this, but when that move gets made in that thing, when we have them up there, and whether Jeremy moves into that office or people call up with it, a thought I had was is that instead of having this door here, kind of make it one of those half doors in that, so that way there's a little bit of a barrier for these guys in the public, and so the public just can't just walk right in and,
you know. I think we talked about that there.
Even the front door.
Up here, and then put a bigger hole in the wall so you can go between the two offices a lot easier. But then up here would be kind of like a, you
know, half door with a ledge.
Yeah. You know, if you go to, like mayor, and then if you walk up to their city office, you know, they got kind of a front counter that's about as big as this table in that, and then there's a separate door to go in, but everybody comes up to the counter. Your way is different, obviously, it's like a long time. You know, just something to give, you know, the city
sense of protection.
A little bit more protection. I mean, not that we have any concerns necessarily yet, but.
They got to jump over that if we look good at the
Or we would want to work, if, you know, if we want to do something like that, we want to work those costs.
You know, because some of that, I guess, depending what, if, well, we have 2,000 that we always put in each year for community center expansion. So that's an option too, to use that money to maybe make them upgrades too.
Yeah.
I guess not. I don't see what's really getting anybody.
I would think if we do that, I wouldn't see the 5-year plan for expansion. I think we could make do for some time with that. So that's an option to look at too, using the community center addition monies for that.
I'd probably favor that because otherwise it's just going to sit there.
I'm just going to look. So yeah, at the end of this year, we'll have 16,000 in there. So then, yeah, next year that's 18,000. So I think there's plenty of money there to get those, get that all situated.
You still going to put that in then for that account, or would you?
It's in the budget.
I know, but he was talking about maybe not having that account anymore.
No.
We just use whatever monies that would come out of that account. And then we would continue with that account for, you know, and maybe we want to, depending on how much the roof is take that money and do the roof too. So there are options there to use that money for.
Remember we were talking about on top of that door, there was something, is it the ice guard or the roof itself? We talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we look, have Kohl's do the whole thing, you know, that would take care of.
Is there ice guard up in front of him? On the side?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
With these steel buildings, I don't know if there is or not. It's a good question. Before this was built, I don't know what code was back in the 80s.
Before they get done storing their pulley on because that would seal it up.
Yeah, I don't know what the requirements are for a commercial.
Maybe about 4 or 6 feet back for the doors, so that if it does break loose, we can come crashing down on somebody or something. You can throw a vine.
Yeah.
I guess the building has been moving all over the years.
Yeah.
Usually, me or Greg are out there with the fire department's pickaxe, breaking it down the big long one they got. Try to keep it off.
Yeah.
But
going back to put in for 6 bottles a year, 6,000. That way, at least by 2019, that would give us the 18 and almost 19. That's keep on going that way.
I'm gonna say maybe this year, I don't know, every year, but see what happens next year, huh?
Well, that's just being a budget, I mean.
Okay, that leaves us with 34.8.
That figure got $3,000 sweet spot there?
Well, let me add that. Put that in street supply from 30.
I don't know how you pump it on water.
Just good,
it
would probably be a bad deal for us to have.
It sure gets your attention, like if I get a photo from North or wherever, I mean, we're on the outskirts, we'll never get the colonies out there.
We used to get it, but now it seems next to impossible to get it anymore.
It's like about 35 minutes on Sunday. Last time he was there, he told me he must have been moving at least a point. Even though they're full, they stopped, turned around, and came back. And he said it was too busy to sit and everything. Then even by the park, he was stopping. I bet you he was going 75 feet like that park. That's it.
No.
So the air packs they want to replace in 15 years. Have we ever put any money aside yet for that? So we probably want to start putting money aside.
Yeah.
For that, so it's...
I'm looking at another 200,000 there. Just for radios and... I mean, 230,000 air packs and bottles.
Yeah.
So it's...
keep up with all these standards because you look at NATO, you look at CNI, you're German. And you don't have the funds.
I mean, it's just the equipment, the training requirements. It's being tough to keep up.
You go back to the growth of the towns continuing in the town's way, eventually. In 15, 20 years, some of those towns like Norwood, Gilbert, and California, they'll start growing closer and closer together. But there may be a whole different thought process between them. How to do all that. Yeah. Oh, here I don't see that for a while because there's so much need for farmland. So they like about 6,500 of air packs, is that what?
Let me see, I got it plugged in here. What are they, 7? I think, maybe? Yeah, 7,000. Because the thing you could do, you just have to make sure you do it near market. Like say 19, so that's 3, that would give you, if you kept the 6,000 in there, yeah, then you'd have to replace the bottles, so you might as well keep that going too, because you're going to have to replace the bottles. And I mean, it's great, like, the argument I always get is, and probably you as a council sitting up here, the tough decisions you have to make, is, why didn't you put that money away, you know, 10 years ago? Well, you know, that's easy to do, but if for everything we had to replace, and we would plug that in every year, I don't think people would be very happy with their taxes. Right. So it, them are the tough decisions to make. Yet keeping it affordable, you know, to live in Hamburg.
It says new aircraft, and it's in parentheses, two bottles. Does two bottles come with that aircraft? No?
For $7,000, they better.
Yeah, I think...
No, either one.
No.
They don't come with the back package by the pack?
That's just the air pack. The bottles are $1,000. I'll confirm that, but I don't think
so
they do.
So it would actually be $9,000 for air pack because we've got to buy bottles with them too?
I thought the air pack came with one bottle.
I'll check on
it. Because
that.
That's where we need the 20.
It might come with the bottles.
It can't mean that it would come with both bottles and then you replace the bottles if you need to replace them.
I just double check on that.
Yeah.
Well, because otherwise, if you buy 14 packs, that's...
Because if the bottles come with it, then what you could look at doing is taking the 6,000 that we had budget, if you just kept that in every year that we have in there now for the bottles. You know, that's 3 years, you'd have 12, so you could buy one each year almost. That'd almost cover you cost-wise for the replacement in 15 years. So I'll double check on that and then we can go back to that.
Well, plus if they get some grant money too, that will help.
Right, exactly.
I thought they got some already.
They did, yep, exactly, for this year. So, and they said they would continue to be apply for them each year and look at going at a big FEMA grant, too, for them. So.
Going back down to the water fund here, and my $8,000 for that reader,
mm-hmm.
Is that everything? They're going to come out and instruct you and show you how to run it or anything?
Yeah, that'll be for the training, the reader, the software, and then I believe 8 units outside reads. So, yeah, that's on order.
Okay. So we're going to be good to go there with that for now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, $8,000 in reads.
Yeah. Yeah, we figure in, you know, 5-year span, we should hopefully have them all replaced. Okay, yeah. What Greg would like to get is like a 2,000 watt portable generator. Because some of the issues we've had is like with these power outages lately. And what we've had is where he'd like to have it if he needs to go run one pump here or a pump there. I mean, we do have the, because we, I'll drop back even just give you an update today is we had a power go out here on the same transformer they replaced 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they had some issues there, and I think it was an insulation problem. So it was getting wet and shorting out. So hopefully they fix that today. But the problem we have is the generator's not starting. It's 3-phase down there. And if only one phase goes out, that generator is not, it's not kicking on the generator, which it should. I thought we had that problem. Yeah, before, and we had them come out and look at that.
Yeah, you should call
but
them
it's still doing that, so...
If you lose one phase, it's supposed to look
it's
at
supposed
it.
To, yeah, quality. Right, so... Yeah,
so they should be called.
North Star Pump's going out next week to look at that. To get that sorted out. Because that generator, any phase goes out, we want that generator on.
Yeah.
Because this morning, I called Greg at 6:30, and he went down there, and the thing was already filling up, you know...
Is that a North Star pump problem, or is that
well, we don't know if it's problem? North Star, or if it's Generac, or if it's in the relay, or if it's in the transfer switch. I don't know. That's beyond me, but we're figuring
maybe
it.
Maybe it's an Ob's electric.
And it could be that. It could be North Star, it could be electrical, or it could be Generac with the transfer switch. So we sat and talked about that this morning with Kurt Reeves. So.
Yeah.
So.
So you want some different, smaller generators to...
Yeah, because the problem he has, when the power goes out, he can't open the garage door. They can't get anything out in the shop. And he showed me that, how that's installed. It clears when the door goes up. It clears, but when you undo it and that thing pops up, it hits. It's just the way the door was put in that he can't pull it up. It won't go up because of the build. So that was the one thing, you know, Greg wanted. The other thing, you know, we talked about are things we've covered already. And then the one other thing he says that we may need to look at is out at the ponds. There's all kinds of what you want to call it, a reclaimed pile. So any parts of the street, sand, sweeping, all that is all in one big pile out there. Because then it would be, he figured it'd be about $3,000 to have that hauled out. Because I asked him, I said, well, could we just spread it around out there? And he says, no, there's chunks of tar, cement, all kinds of other crap in this pile. So the best would be to have it hauled out, moved out. And then the wood pile too, you know, chipping that. We hopefully admit it to Watkinson. Sue will come out and do that. So we're hoping that'll get done this year, yeah. So yeah, so with the items we've discussed, yeah, we're still sitting at 31,000, 31,008.
That was all that Greg needed, was
generator. That's all he had on his list. Them two items, minus, you know, the big items we've discussed, roof repairs and stuff, so.
It's funny to learn people at that kind of time, you can work on them. Yeah, set up every year.
Yeah, for that's a, yeah, I can definitely put that in. That we keep that.
So that's another idea. If anybody else wants to put something more in there.
So I can keep that in there. Yeah, we have $5,000 in the city equipment replacement fund each year we do, and $5,000 in the city maintenance fund.
And that's automatic.
Yeah, that's in the budget fund.
Yep, down below for capital projects, so kind of more so your bigger capital improvements. Yeah, and future items, future purchases of vehicles and equipment. Still got about $30,000 there.
Well, you can see on school for the next meeting. There might be some things that pop in your head. So
yeah, and the thing is that $30,000 may easily get eating up just with the hall roof repair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's not going to be cheap, so.
The whole land swap deal, is there anything that we to improve that area when you want to allocate any cost to?
The only thing I can think of is, you know, a fence. If we...
We don't need a fence.
We don't need...
No, because basically it's our land then. Before it was going to be railroad property yet, and they required it. We don't need a fence.
Okay.
Did we get it in writing, though?
I haven't got nothing yet, no. So still waiting on it.
Oh. But it is in process, right?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. They just closed Wednesday or Thursday last week. Oh. So, yeah.
And the only thing is, just for the sake of the one to put an old right turn signal.
Yeah, which,
you know, just for the sake of
$30 or $50, we can cover
that. If there's anything else we wanted to do along that, or if there's anything we needed to do.
We did work with this going over the problem.
Right, now it's not.
Because one morning I met with them, I mean, it's yours.
So then it would just be what improvements we would want to do ourselves then.
Yeah,
well, if we wanted to put a fence up, or it's the only thing I can think is if you wanted to fence it in or something, you know what I mean? But I don't know what else you would do other than shape it up maybe a little bit.
Well, I think Miller's would even change that road a little bit, move it a little bit more to the coast and dig out the rock. So it doesn't go this way if it was.
Yeah.
See, the other project is done in town here now. So.
Yeah, they finished that up today with the final lift on, so. Actually, turned out pretty good, so if you haven't seen it, it looks pretty good. It was just a little bit eye-dropping with how it was before, but now that it's all shaped, it looks really nice.
This is the season.
Yeah. So yeah, unless there's nothing else to add, you know, make these changes, send it to you, and then, you know, the big thing will be, of course, what we're looking at in repairs.
Exactly.
Estimates and repairs, so.
So timeline, are you going to set the flooring and let me at our next meeting, or by the end, it's just about
the
next
meeting? No, by the September 30th. So we can, you know, have next meeting, and then I would probably call the second meeting, just basically to finalize up the budget.
Have you heard anything from Jaguar? Is there anything else that you have to move for them?
You know, I have tried my darndest to get to meet with them, and every time, well, what was it? Last Monday, you were supposed to get a hold of me, and he never called me back, and I called and left him a message to meet with him, and I haven't heard back from him. But he sent me an email. What was it? We looked at it at the last meeting. Yes, we do have plans for Hamburg in 2017, so I'll stay on top of Jaguar, because I would like to get them in here.
Plans for 2017. We need a little bit open end.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I mean, is there anything else besides the room here or anything like
that? They put everything underground and
not
in here anymore.
Won't be our cost. The only thing is when they do come in, we'll just have to work out a franchise agreement with them, so.
Do we have to buy that from them, or they, how does that work?
No, it just basically will be the rules and regulations.
Kind of like what we had in the meeting.
Yeah.
Just changing it.
Yep, pretty much.
But as for, as I say, they're going to be, I can basically think they're going to do a lot of boring if they took up to any houses across the street.
Yeah, well, hopefully a lot of that would be done in the right of way, so it wouldn't create any issues. Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of it will be County Road 50, so they'll have to get approval from the county and then approval for us to work in the right of way.
Anything else pertaining to the preliminary budget?
I'm going to be adjourning the special budget meeting for tonight.
For a second? Motion made and seconded to adjourn the special 2017 budget meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.